This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, August 21. Called to Remember. Our reading comes from Ephesians chapter 2. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundations of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. If we follow Christ, we have a relationship with God that is bound to be expressed in our relationship with other people. But we often forget that. We can easily create barriers in the name of race, religion, gender, churches, communities, families, friend groups, and more. While these differences can help us think about who we are, our sinful nature distorts them in such a way that we put up walls that divide us. We should celebrate diversity, but it should not lead to division. The Apostle Paul says we can find unity in the foundation that has already been laid in Christ. Being connected to one another increases our effectiveness as God's people. It increases our strength as well as our worth. In the ultimate act of hospitality, God sent his Son, Jesus, making reconciliation possible between us and God. Through Christ's work on the cross, we are united as his people once and for all. Unless this is the case, there is no good news. Unless this is the case, we are lost in our sin, excluded from the kingdom and separate from Christ. We celebrate that the dividing wall has come down. Paul urges us to remember that we were once excluded, but that God drew us near to himself so that we can become one new humanity, inviting everyone to join God's household in Christ. Pray with me. God, you went to great lengths to bring us into your family. Help us remember and make us generous in welcoming others into the family too. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.